Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the guest line once again. Rob Raines, Cardinals writer and founder of STLSportsPage.com, is with us this morning as the Cardinals are underway in their new era of the Chaim Bloom regime or administration, whatever you want to call it, and the offseason. So, Rob, we appreciate your time as always. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. Thank you.
Let me get your thoughts on, the press conference, the introduction of Bloom, which happened last week at the end of the regular season, and the message that you heard from him.
Yeah, I thought he hit all the right notes. I mean, I think he talked about, you know, the history of the organization, talked about what they want to do going forward, didn't make any, you know, ridiculous promises or you know, pledges or goals or whatever, just that they're being interested in long-term, you know, sustained success, and may have to have some short-term, you know, pain a little bit to get to where they want to go. And they're going to emphasize, you know, player drafting and development, international free agent, you know, international signings. And I think that was the message that Cardinal fans wanted to hear. I think it's most important. I think Cardinal fans just were waiting for a new voice. You know, they just were tired of the way things had been and time for somebody new to take over, and I think he's going to be the right guy for the job.
Yeah, and I think that just listening to him, it seems like he does have a plan, and it's just a matter of whether or not that plan works and how long it takes to work. Yeah. Do you feel like, and I don't think he would have taken this job had he not felt like he was going to get the support from you know, ownership that he needs, sure, to do what he wants to do moving forward. Do you agree with that?
I do. I think when he laid out, you know, the work that he saw last year at the end of the season, when, you know, they asked him to just kind of come in and consult and, you know, go through the system and kind of make recommendations, and he had a really detailed plan that he thought the organization needed. I think the organization was really impressed with that, and I think he got the commitment then that, you know, that they would do what he suggested needed to be done, you know, in terms of adding personnel in the minor leagues, improving technology, you know, all those kind of resources that they need, that they had fallen behind, you know, and probably a little bit because of COVID, but a little bit because of the contraction of the minor leagues, you know, things just kind of got stale down there. So I think that it was, you know, being able to bring in all those people and you know, more are going to be coming this year, to augment, you know, the people who are already here. So I think that's, you know, that's a good first step. And I think when he got that commitment to do that at the minor league level, which, you know, is an expense that a lot of people, you know, don't see, you know, you're not, you know, people aren't going to the ballpark saying, oh, look, we spent all this money on the minor league system, you know. So I think that was, he knew that they were committed to, you know, doing things the right way.
Yeah, and he said he's on obviously they're building. They have a ways to go to build a team, to build the system, to be truly competitive. He also said that he's not going to just concede a lack of competitiveness, mm-hmm, next year. Like, they still want to compete. They want to play good baseball. So we know that, but that they will have to make some short-term sacrifices for the long-term good. How far away is that? Yeah. Is that moment, yeah, when they're no longer making short-term sacrifices?
Yeah, you don't know the answer to that, because you could make one, you know, move, and a player comes in here and is, you know, all of a sudden is the rookie of the year. I mean, or an MVP caliber player just puts together a monster season, which you didn't see coming, you know, which could turn everything around. So it just, you could be that one or two players away. I mean, I think that, and you're not going to see them, you know, trade off, you know, half the roster, or trade off, you know, every starting, pitcher that they had, or something like that. I mean, they have players that they like that they're going to build this organization around. So, and I think they have a lot of really good young players. I mean, obviously we know, his toughest challenge, it seems to me like right now, is going to be the same thing that, John Mozeliak had to deal with last year, which is trying to find somebody who's willing to take Nolan Arenado, and how much of that contract are they going to have to pay to get somebody to take him? And then also, what are you going to, if Sonny Gray is going to be on the market, maybe Wilson Contreras as well, to get the lop off the, if Michaelis's contract is up, so maybe he won't be back. So there's some money, savings to be had with those guys. And if you can get, some prospects back and those deals, he said, I think he did say in the news conference too, that sometimes when you're focusing on the long term, sometimes you benefit in the short term as well. And that could happen here too. I mean, you've got, it's going to be a very competitive division. I mean, we obviously saw what you got, two teams above the Cardinals who are playing right now against each other in the division series. You got the Reds also qualified as a wild card. So, the Pirates are getting better. They've got a lot of really good young pitching. It's going to be a very competitive, I think, pretty even division going forward. So it's, it's whoever gets the best of the young players to come along quickly. If the Cardinals hope J.J. Weatherholt's ready next year, we don't know if Liam Doyle is going to, how long he's going to need in the minor leagues before he's ready to move into the rotation. So they have some good young players. Leo Bernal was a catcher at Springfield that they really like. We saw a little bit of Jimmy Crooks at the end of the season. So there's some people here that you can kind of get excited about but you don't have enough. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to. You have some good, young, talented players, but you need more.
Can they have a good rotation next year, or one that is much improved from this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because you're going to have a couple guys that, how many times did we have, Fetty and Michaelis going out there, over the 2 or 3 months of the season that, weren't really competitive. So you got, I think they like what they see of McGreevy. I think they thought Levitore could build off of what he did. As we said, I don't know for sure when Doyle's going to be ready. When Matthews was a guy that, had kind of up and down year at AAA, but was a minor league pitcher of the year in 2020. So, maybe he can have a bounce back season. And I think probably you're going to see them, try to sign some, fill in free agent starters that are looking for a 1 or 2 year contract that's not going to break the bank, that could kind of fill out the rotation until some of the young guys like Roby gets back from his Tommy John surgery till, Tink Hens is fully healthy. So they have some guys coming. They might still be, a year away for some of those young guys, but I think the starting rotation will be better. Yes.
How soon do you think we'll see, once the season actually ends, because right now we're in the midst of the playoffs, how quickly do you think we'll start to see some movement from the Cardinals, whatever that movement might be?
Yeah, the GM meetings are that first week of November, and that's usually a good indication of teams getting together and talking, even though you obviously can talk any time you want. But, what do you have? What do we need? And I think at that point, you'll have the evaluations done of who you're really going to try to focus on, retaining, and who you think is going to be the guy that could bring you the most in a possible trade. And, they'll have some ideas about budget figures and things like that. So I would say early November, you'll start to hear some conversations, and obviously the winter meetings pick up in early December, and that's kind of when the free agent market really kind of takes off. So I would say, middle November to middle of December, we would have a pretty good idea of what kind of moves they're going to make.
Rob Raines from STLSportsPage.com is with us now. So we talked about the rotation. I know that the offense was okay at times this past season, and how much help they might actually really need. What does the possibility of that work stoppage do to their plan? Yeah. Do you believe, and we talked about it a little bit with Chaim Bloom yesterday, but obviously he couldn't say a ton about it, but how much does it affect what their future is?
Well, I think they have to be cognizant of it. I think some, they're not going to want to lock in with the long-term contracts for a lot of money to a guy that, and not have him available in 1 year of his prime. So I think they have to be aware of that. I think you'll probably see him emphasize, 1 year contracts, or maybe with an option or something like that. And so he can not be tied down if the team, don't play in 27, or at least, a significant part of the season gets wiped out. So it's going to be a factor. I mean, it doesn't affect as many of the young players, because their, salaries are determined on a year-to-year basis anyway. Even if they're arbitration eligible, it's still, only 1 year contract. So it's more the long-term, veteran player, free agent types that I think they'll probably stay away from.
Rob Raines, Cardinals writer and founder of STLSportsPage.com. Appreciate you as always. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep, baseball playoffs are ongoing. Cardinals offseason has already begun. And like he said, first week in November, going to get those meetings. That's mm-hmm. when things will start to happen, we believe. Congratulations, Larry from Collinsville. Going to go see AEW at Chaffetz Arena October 18th. And we still have tickets to give away mm-hmm. to see Hardy at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater next summer. So stick around for your chance to win those tickets.
And stick around, because next I realize I do believe in a conspiracy.
And
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Amy's a conspiracy theorist, and yep. I am being gaslit by a local car dealership.
Whoa.
Yeah, tell you all about that next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, both Ronj and I have issues, but I'll go first since mine's quicker. I really just need to hear from somebody. 314-436-7900. Here's my conspiracy theory, because there are a lot of conspiracy theorists out there, super popular these days. Mine is that dry cleaning isn't real. It doesn't, they don't do anything. They take your clothes, they go like this with some powder, and then they put it in a plastic bag, and you get your clothes back, and you think, are they clean? It doesn't really remove smells or stains. It just has this weird, musty, almost crypt-like smell to it. I don't think dry cleaners do anything.
Well,
and this is not to disparage all the fine dry cleaning businesses out there. But, like, do you ever feel disappointed? I feel like I've never gotten clothes back from a dry cleaner and not been disappointed, and it's super expensive. So I find myself just turning my shirts and pants inside out, throwing them in the wash on gentle and hoping for the best.
Like, how stinky is your stuff when you get it back? Mine's always fine.
It doesn't just smell stale.
No. It smells like the cleaning agent they use.
Which I
but it doesn't.
I felt like my pants smelled old.
Okay, maybe it's you. Have you considered that there's something that comes?
I mean, a little BO. Everybody's got a little BO.
Yeah,
no.
Have you considered that there's something coming off your body that is just too?
I've considered it. That's why I stopped eating meatballs.
What?
Remember when I was eating all the turkey meatballs every morning?
No.
Earlier this year, Matt, you remember?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Were you smelly from it?
She was offensive.
Yeah. I started sweating meatball spices.
What?
You do need
to
get your brain checked.
Do you remember this?
You need to get your brain checked, Ron.
I don't remember you smelling.
Or your ears or something. I don't know.
He's gaslighting me.
I'm sorry. I don't remember you smelling from meatballs.
No, I told you. I don't think you smelled me because we don't sit that close together.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I was running and I'm like, what is that smell? It was me. I was sweating out the herbs and spices from the meatballs. At any rate, I don't think dry cleaning works. Definitely doesn't get meatball smell out.
I feel like dry cleaning has worked perfectly fine for me. You dry clean a suit, everything's fine.
Yeah,
dry
but you
clean
don't really,
pants.
I don't know. I feel like
I mean, of course you'd rather use water.
How does it work? Tell me how it works.
Well, it's like a powder. It's a chemical. It, you know, if you've got grease or oil or whatever, it helps break those things up.
I don't know that it does.
It absolutely
does. Where does it go? Do they hit it so that the powder it falls off? Because, you know, usually when you wash it, it has to dissolve in the water. Yeah. But if it's dry, as in dry cleaning, so they put the powder on it and then they go and it just comes off?
It isn't as good as water, being able to use water, but it does the job that it needs to do.
That's how I felt for a very long time until I realized I don't believe it. I don't believe in it.
Okay. Well, I think you just might be especially stinky.
Listen, I haven't eaten meatballs in a long time. And these were not meatball pants.
See, I don't think that, I don't know that your meatballs are not your food problem. For me and for Matt Pajeski, your food problem is that you have somehow decided to eat the loudest food possible at 8:15 in the morning.
My fajitas were not loud.
And most pungent.
It's either pungent, the food itself is either pungent or loud.
I've been working with you for 3 years. I've never seen you eat anything.
Whenever food comes through, I'll eat it.
Once a week.
Yeah, but I know this. I'm not disturbing you with my food.
It's because you don't have any.
Right, so I'm
and
not disturbing you.
And you haven't even gotten the once a week because they ordered less sandwiches.
They do. They order fewer things now. I'm not happy with the sales department here at KMOX. Odyssey St. Louis is not feeding us
at
the way
rate,
they should.
I just am struggling with dry cleaning. I just don't think it works. All right,
Colonel Ripper says that dry cleaning uses a fluid that is not water. It evaporates quickly.
I'm not a fan. Okay. It smells old.
I think it might be you.
I don't think so.
I think it's maybe your chemicals interacting with the cleaning chemicals.
I'm wearing nice pants and a nice sport coat. And I'm not sweating meatballs in it.
Well, that's good. I am not going to name any names here. I'm not going to name any.
And you definitely can't tell us what it rhymes with.
No, I'm not going to tell you what it rhymes with. I have recently purchased a vehicle. Because I had to, was involved in an accident, have a new car, very happy with the vehicle, it was pre-owned, only had a few thousand miles on it, so it was great, right? So I went to a local dealership here in the St. Louis area. All I will tell you is it is South County.
Oh my gosh.
Well, there are a million dealerships in South, there are literally 500 dealerships in South County. I think I drove past 25 dealerships to go to the one I ended up going to. Like, literally drove past 20 to 25
Everybody
dealerships.
Everybody right now is trying to name as many dealerships as possible.
Well, you can keep naming all you want. I'm not going to tell you who.
Okay.
So, when I saw this vehicle, the original salesperson who showed it to me was on a Wednesday. And he seemed like kind of not really interested in showing me this car. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, I think he wanted to get the whole experience over with.
Wow.
And I left, and then I got a text message within a half hour, and he lowered the price by, you know, a couple grand or something. He said, you know, we can do it for this.
Wow, that's a lot.
And I said, okay, well, you know, I'll get back to you on it. Well, by the next day, I had decided I'm going to do it. I'm going to take this car. And I actually, Greg Damon, our automotive expert here at KMOX, I told him about it. I said, what do you think? And he said, you know, bring it by, and I'll take a look at it. They let me take it off the lot and drive it to Greg. Greg looked at it.
Is it brand new?
8,000 miles.
Oh, wow. Basically new.
Yeah. So, yeah, very, very new. It was a 2024, I think. And so I showed it to him, and he said, yeah, looks good to me. Great. So I went back, made the purchase. Well, the salesperson who had helped me out the day before, not there. When I had talked to that guy on a Wednesday, I had said, listen, you know, what's the situation with the car? Are there two keys? I like to have two keys with the car in case you lose one or can't find it. Because if you don't have a second key for your car, a backup key, you're screwed. You can't move your car, right? Mm-hmm. So I asked and he said, yes, there is a second key. The owner is supposed to give it to us. I don't know where it is yet, but I'll look into it. And I said, great. So the following day when I'm talking to the new sales guy, because the guy I spoke to wasn't there and I wasn't going to come back again. I'm like, hey, it's not my fault. This guy's off work today. I'm going to buy this car. So a second guy had to help me out. Second guy helps me out. I was there for an eternity, but we got the whole thing done. And I had said to him, hey, there's supposed to be a second key for this car. Do you know anything about it? And he says, well, I did not bring this vehicle in. I don't know. I will check with the other guy and get back to you. And I said, great. So buy the car, leave. Following day, I send an email to the original sales guy because I understand how commission works. And I felt a little bad that the original guy who showed me the car wasn't at work. And so I had made sure that he was going to get some credit for this sale because he deserves that, don't you think?
Yes.
And so the new sales guy said, yes, we will split it. It's great. And I'm like, perfect. So I emailed the original guy and I said, you probably already know I bought the car yesterday. It's great. Thanks for showing me around. I was told that you would get half credit for this, right? Also, where is the other key? Could you look into it for me? Well, the guy sends a little, it's kind of bitchy. He sends a response. He goes, your new sales guy will take care of it.
Oh, like, yeah. Well, okay. He's mad at you.
He lost
a lot of money because of you.
Well, he should have been at work. Go to work on a Thursday. It's not that difficult.
He works on the weekends. That's why Thursday is his weekend.
Well, work on a Thursday because you get Sundays off. At any rate, I call the new guy yesterday and I say, hey, do you know anything about the second key? And he's like, yeah, we already talked about this. I've been texting you and you've been texting me back. And I said, what? Really? He's like, yeah, I already told you there is no second key. I've been telling you about this. I go, I have no text from you. I said, am I having a senior moment? Because I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, yep, I texted you. You texted back. I have no text from this guy. This dealership is gaslighting me and telling me I had a conversation I didn't have.
Wow.
What is going on here?
I don't know. You didn't remember my meatballs.
That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. I'm being gaslit by a car dealer in St. Louis, and I won't tell you who it is. Leave your guesses on the text line, though. 314-436-7900. Midday Midlife coming up. Dr. F. Perry Wilson will tell us about the safety of IV spas. Are they safe for you? We'll find out more next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is our midweek, midday, midlife conversation that we have yet again. And I bet a lot of you have seen drip bars or these IV spas around town. They're all over. I have been to one when I had heat exhaustion and almost threw up and passed out. I did go there. Probably should have gone to the ER. My bad. But to know just how bad that decision was or may have been, we're thrilled to welcome in friend of the show, Dr. F. Perry Wilson, Associate Professor of Medicine and Public Health at Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for joining us again.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, we've had a lot of conversations about all of these health platforms, spas, different types of health therapy you can do, whether it's anti-aging or just overall wellness, which I'm a fan of overall wellness. But it does seem that it's like the Wild West sometimes of health and wellness. So maybe we could start with these IV spas, like or a drip bar, as they're called. What do you know about these IV places that are popping up in strip malls, and what should we know about them?
Yeah, this is an area that has really fascinated me for quite some time. First of all, as you know, I'm very interested in this wellness space and what is out there that works and what doesn't and what might be real and what might be a scam. I'm also by training a nephrologist, a kidney doctor. So IV fluids are sort of something that I think about quite a lot. And I've seen these IV so-called hydration spas springing up all over my home state of Connecticut as well. But I was really glad to see last week, actually, some of my colleagues from Yale released a study looking at policies surrounding med spas in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. They examined the websites of these med spas, and they even did like a secret shopper call to these med spas to kind of see what people would actually say over the phone when they posed as someone seeking treatment. And what they found was really an almost complete lack of regulation and a lot of misinformation out there. And if you think about what these spas are actually doing, you know, this isn't sitting around and getting a massage. This is someone putting a needle in your arm and dripping some kind of fluid in there. I think people might be under the impression that this is regulated similarly to how like a hospital or an urgent care center might be regulated. Doesn't seem like that's what's happening though.
Oh, so, okay, I guess the question is, what could go wrong then if it's not regulated? And have you seen instances of things going very wrong?
Yeah. So so just to give your listeners here a bit of the framework of how this all works. When you have an IV fluid infusion, there's the fluid itself, usually saline, what we call normal saline. Mm-hmm. And that's an FDA regulated product. It's treated like a drug, which means if these spas are purchasing a bag of normal saline, the supplier has to meet certain regulatory controls, manufacturing controls, purity, et cetera. So that saline is probably fine. It's the same that you're going to get in the hospital, their emergency room. But most of these spas are not just giving you saline. They're putting other stuff in there, vitamins, magnesium, glutathione, in some cases drugs like ketorolac, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory drug, or ondansetron, which is a very powerful anti-nausea drug. Because they're adding those medications in, they are acting as compounding pharmacies. And as you may be aware from the whole Ozempic compounding concern, as well as other concerns, compounding pharmacies aren't very well regulated, and it all varies by state. So who's allowed to add that stuff to the IV bag? Who is allowed to put the IV in the vein and administer it? Does a prescription have to be written by a doctor for you specifically, or can there be standing orders for anyone who walks in? All that kind of stuff is up for grabs. And you asked if there's been problems, and there have. You know, it's not an epidemic yet, but there have been multiple cases of infections that have resulted from these IV spas, because of course you're breaking the skin and you can contaminate the sterile bags of saline when you're adding medications to them. And there's at least one death reported after an infusion at one of these spas. Although to be clear, it wasn't clear what the cause of death was, whether it was maybe an allergic reaction or something else. But, it's not necessarily clear sailing.
So the first time I had heard about any of these several years ago, and it was for people who had gone on like bachelorette parties or bachelor parties, and the next day they have after their first night of partying, they have somebody show up to wherever they're all staying, and they all get IVs. And that was the first time I had heard of it, and now these spas are really starting to pop up everywhere. Does it even work? If it's just straight saline, for example, do these things actually help people?
Yeah, the paper that I was talking about makes it clear that there's no great evidence that any of these infusions make a difference. But I actually think that for something like a hangover, if that's what we're talking about. Yeah, you know what? Some IV fluid, and especially these medications like the anti-inflammatory ketorolac and the anti-nausea medication ondansetron, which are mixed into some of these hangover cures, like, yeah, it probably does work. The thing that worries me, though, is exactly who mixed these drugs in to the bag and who is infusing it in you, particularly if this is someone, you know, showing up in a in a mobile capacity and administering an IV. I should mention that even if these were done under perfectly sterile conditions, ketorolac, that anti-inflammatory drug, which is good for headaches, is really bad for your kidneys. And so for people who have kidney disease, that could be a significant problem. But these places have gone kind of beyond just the hangover cure area, and they're really venturing into what we see as more sort of wellness and well-being spaces, where they're giving vitamin infusions and things like that for, you know, somewhat vague things like you know, energy or immune support. And there the evidence is really lacking. There's just no good data to suggest that getting an infusion of B12 is going to prevent you getting the common cold or the flu or anything like that. So, you know, for some things, it's like you could take Advil for your headache, or you could get an IV infusion of a drug that's essentially turbocharged Advil. Both of those will probably work. One might be substantially safer than the other. But when we get into the kind of, you know, the fringes here where it's like, oh, for energy or for, you know, I even saw one of the sites I was looking at was advertising an infusion for a vitamin infusion for depression. You know, there's not much data to suggest that that's going to be helpful.
And I know it's like the whole, if it's FDA approved or not approved, or claims have been proven or not, I always kind of take it with a grain of salt, because I'm a runner. I like to be healthy, and I like taking vitamin C and vitamin B or multivitamin. And a lot of times, you know, I try to go with a trusted company, you know, even food sourced vitamin C, because, like you said, they're not regulated. I was sick and had lost a lot of hair, so I was taking some vitamins and supplements, and I feel like it helped me. I like taking those things. I know they're not regulated. So you're not saying just because like vitamins aren't FDA approved or whatever, that they're bad to take?
No, I'm always talking to my patients about, you know, risks versus benefits of these things. And take something like vitamin C, which is, you know, you can get very, very pure ascorbic acid, vitamin C, from any reputable vitamin company in pill form. And I'll tell my patients the truth, which is that, you know, as long as you eat a varied diet, you probably have adequate vitamin C in your system. And also it's water soluble, which means if you take excess, you're just going to kind of pee it out. But what's the real, you know, the risk here is, well, you spent some money, and, you know, for some people that matters more than others. If you're taking it in pill form, you know, once you start saying, okay, but let's mix the ascorbic acid into a bag of saline and put an IV in your arm and drip that in, that elevates the risk to me to a point where I'm like, okay, well, you better have some pretty clear evidence there's a benefit here, because it's sort of a step beyond once you're introducing the possibility of bloodstream infection. You know, worst case scenario with vitamin C pills, you wasted $30 on a bottle, and your pee gets a little more expensive, or whatever. I'm okay with that. And some people, I think, do get a benefit. And whether that's, you know, whether that's placebo, or I sort of view taking vitamins as an act of mindfulness, just like a little moment for yourself where you are, you know, reflecting on taking care of your own body. And I actually think that can be very healing. But it's like, okay, do we really want to do this, you know, with a needle in your arm? You know, then I'm not as comfortable saying, "Ah, just go for it. It's fine."
I can say I've never had scurvy, so I don't want to brag.
It's gotta be
never had scurvy.
You're also not a pirate.
I'm also not a pirate. But would you say? I'm asking too, because I've had I went on a run, had stomach issues, got super dehydrated, went to a drip bar. I guess it was just the saline is what I had. Versus I've also had an IV at my primary care physician after I had been really sick, and they did the vitamins and things like that. Would you say if you are going to do vitamins through an IV, going through your primary care physician is better than maybe just a regular drip bar, or no?
Not necessarily. I mean, you have an existing relationship with your primary care physician. I think that's important. In theory, they have your medical records. They know what you're allergic to. They know, for example, you know, if a patient has heart failure or a history of heart failure, giving them a liter of IV fluids is probably a really bad idea. And so I think that relationship is important. But like, let's be clear, why are all these sort of direct-to-consumer medical-ish products happening? Like, why do we have these IV hydration bars? Why do we have Hims and Hers so you can get, you know, your, you know, hormone replacement therapy online or your testosterone therapy online? It's because our, you know, mainstream healthcare system is failing people, right? Like, probably if I called my primary care doctor and said, oh, you know, I was running and it was really hot and I'm super dehydrated, can you get me in and give me an IV? They might be like, well, you know, no, we're completely booked today.
Yeah.
Please go to the emergency room where you'll wait there for 8 hours until someone can see you, or, you know, call us in another week. Or I can go to this, you know, hydration spa and get what I want. Yes, I'm paying out of pocket and it's about $250 for that, which is a significant amount. But like, I get why these things exist. They are filling kind of a need that the medical world is failing to meet. And I take both sides of this, where I will acknowledge the risks that are there, but I also turn to my colleagues in medicine and say, like, you know, it's partly our fault that this is such a huge industry because we're not meeting our patients where they need to be.
Talking with Dr. F. Perry Wilson, MD, with us on KMOX. And I have heard that there are certain vitamins, because we were talking about how most of them, if you don't need them, your body's just going to pee them out, right? Are there certain ones that you want to be careful, though, that are available? You can go to Walgreens or you can go to a Whole Foods and they are just there on the shelf. Are there certain ones you want to be careful taking too much of?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are four fat-soluble vitamins, and that's the big difference. Are they water-soluble or fat-soluble? Anything water-soluble that you put in, I shouldn't say anything. There's probably, if you give me enough time, I'll think of an exception. But most things that are water-soluble, yeah, your kidneys are there to excrete any excess, and that's what happens with vitamin C. I should say mega doses of vitamin C can cause trouble because ascorbic acid gets metabolized into this thing called oxalate, which can cause kidney stones and stuff. But we're really on the edge of like mega doses here. There are four fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K, ADEK, A-D-E-K, and those accumulate in your fat. And what that means is that it takes a long time for your body to get rid of them. In fact, I was talking about this IV hydration story to a nurse practitioner friend of mine, and she told me she had a patient come in who had signs of vitamin D toxicity. Mm-hmm. She measured her vitamin D level, and it was through the roof. It was like 130, okay? And for those of you who know, you know, 30 is the level where below which you start to do some supplementation, and anything above 50 is fine. She's 130. She's having symptoms. It turned out she was getting vitamin D infusions regularly at an IV hydration spa. And, you know, having real issues from that because it was building up to toxic levels, which can cause very high calcium, can cause altered mental status, brain fog, you know, all sorts of things. What was really interesting about this anecdote that she told me was, you know, she, of course, told her patient, okay, well, obviously no more of that. You've got to stop getting these vitamin D infusions. Your vitamin D is through the roof. It's bad news. And, she saw her about a month or so later, and the vitamin D level was coming down, and the patient said, okay, when can I go back to the hydration spa and get another vitamin D infusion? And, you know, my friend was like, no, like that's, you're not going to do that anymore. That is off the table at this point in time. So it really does tell you that there can be, it can be a powerful thing, a powerful effect.
It really can. And we have so many more questions for you. So we need to have you on again because this whole the health and wellness, like you said, people are looking for answers. They're looking for solutions. And yeah, a lot of times they're looking not to be overly medicated either. So
absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of questions. Dr. F. Perry Wilson, Associate Professor of Medicine and Public Health at Yale School of Medicine. We love talking with you. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Nice seeing you guys.
Dr. F. Perry Wilson.
Ronge is not getting any help with the second key. I don't think
I have had people who have texted in. Somebody did guess correctly. I'm not going
to
say which dealership.
To be fair, people have guessed almost every dealership that exists.
Not exactly. Not exactly. There were a handful.
I was trying to give you an out.
A handful of certain dealerships.
Amy, just this one.
Nope, it was just one. They nailed it. One guess, got it right. Anyway. So I need to get a secondary key. Because I feel sort of naked. Because
I don't like having one.
I don't know how much it costs to get a new car key. But I want to get a key fob. It's lower than that, says Frank. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for leaving voice messages on the Odyssey app. That app you can use to get the podcast if you missed the show. Or wherever you get your podcast, you can get it there. We're back with you tomorrow at 9. But coming up next, it is the Gas House Gang.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.